John Hazelhurst, pleasure to have you back here in the studio as always. First of all, if you can outline what the proposed merger is.
As far as I know, and this is just based on conversations, some on the record, some off the record, the deal means that the Colorado College will essentially acquire the Fine Arts Center, take over its debts, be responsible for its assets, and move forward for the foreseeable future as both a community asset and an asset of Colorado College. And of course, structuring the agreement so everybody's interests are served is, I think, a very delicate subject. And I think that none of the senior people at either the Fine Arts Center or the college are willing to go on record and describe the details of the deal.
You talk about one of the Fine Arts Center's problems, which is not a new problem to institutions in Colorado Springs, which is that we do not have any dedicated tax revenues going to arts and culture, as opposed to someplace like Denver, which has the Science and Cultural Facilities District tax. Is there any hope ever of something like that happening that could support the Fine Arts Center and keep it independent?
Well, realistically, no. Because first, you know, the SCFD in Denver, it was part of an enormous package, civic improvements, which included everything from Denver International Airport to the new library to the convention center to light rail. And the list is endless. And what that did was inject enormous dynamism into the economies and an enormous boon to art institutions, large and small, and remains so. But you have to understand that voters in the Denver area are not tax averse. We can barely tax ourselves to fill the potholes.
What's your understanding of the Fine Arts Center's financial situation and how dire is this potential merger with Colorado College? And what are the other options?
Well, first, I think the other options are that the Fine Arts Center can struggle along, hope that it can get some vibrancy and some power back. But that will be difficult. The men and women who are on the board of the Fine Arts Center are, for the most part, smart and prudent people. And you cannot allow the institution to be literally on the verge of bankruptcy before you make a deal.
The danger would be that the Fine Arts Center, I think, would become an inward-looking institution for the college, an asset to the college, to its students. The college's mission is ultimately to serve the students of the college. How, in your understanding or from conversations that you've had with people, would that balance be struck where, you know, the Fine Arts Center would continue to serve the community?
I think that's probably at the core of the discussions, and I think both sides want to achieve that balance. And so I think what you're creating is a wonderful opportunity for students. And I think it's a wonderful opportunity for the city and the college to have a mutual point of contact. The city arts community, the college arts community, I think properly handled, this would be wonderful. But I think absent a merger with Colorado College, the most likely scenario will be that the Fine Arts Center kind of sinks into permanent irrelevance and mediocrity.
I've had choices since the day that I was born. There were voices.